Praised be Jesus and Mary. Now, some of you here have already heard the homily that I'm about to give now at the noon mass yesterday, but not all of you, so I'm going to try it again today. And besides, it applies very well to the gospel just as much today as it did yesterday, so let's try it. In the gospel today, we see yet another appearance of our Lord to the disciples. They become his witnesses, the witnesses of his resurrection in the flesh. Now, there's something common to all these appearances of our Lord after his rising from the dead. And it is this fact, this little feature that makes a big difference, that the disciples, while recognize him, at the same time don't recognize him. Though they recognize our Lord, they remain incredulous. Though they recognize it as he, yet still they doubt. Because our Lord, rising from the dead, rises to a new life and a new existence. He rises with his glorious body. And it's precisely this little feature that's commented upon by Pope Benedict XVI. He wrote a little book of commentary, biblical commentary, Jesus of Nazareth. And we'll look at a commentary precisely on this gospel and on the other gospels of the Easter octave that puts an emphasis on this feature and how important it is. So in his book, Pope Benedict says of this gospel, which is a continuation of the Emmaus gospel, the appearances that we read in the Gospels are different. Different precisely in this fact of our Lord's being unrecognizable while recognizable at the same time. On the one hand, the Lord appears as a man like other men. He walks alongside the Emmaus disciples. He invites Thomas to touch his wounds. And in Luke's account, he even asks for a piece of fish to eat, like we read today, in order to prove his real bodily presence. It's the same flesh, the same body that died on Good Friday that rose on Easter Sunday. And yet these narratives do not present him simply as a man who has come back from death in the same condition as before. As the Pope points out, he's not just a corpse that's been resuscitated. And that was done in the Gospels. Lazarus was an example of that. He was a corpse resuscitated by our Lord. And yet, as I pointed out yesterday, I repeat today, yeah, no one built a religion on the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. He rose, but he rose to the same life. He rose to die again. And so did all those people in the New Testament who were raised from the dead. Because it's our Lord alone who is Lord of the living and the dead, who gives life. But let's go back to Pope Benedict. One thing strikes us straight away, and it is that the disciples do not recognize our Lord at first. And this is true not only of the two in the Emmaus story, but also of Mary Magdalene, and then again at the Lake of Gennesaret. The disciples, when they recognize him, they knew him from within, not from observing the Lord's outward appearance. And this dialectic of recognition and non-recognition corresponds to the manner of the apparitions. Jesus comes through closed doors. He suddenly stands in their midst. And in the same way, he suddenly withdraws again, as at the end of the Emmaus encounter. His presence is entirely physical, yet he is not bound by physical laws anymore. He's not bound by the laws of space and time. And this remarkable dialectic of identity and otherness, of real physicality and freedom from the constraints of the body, we see the special mysterious nature of the risen Lord's new existence. Both elements apply here. He is the same embodied man, and he is the new man, having entered upon a different manner of existence. Now, what is this new manner of existence that the Holy Father is speaking of? It's precisely this manner of existence that we one day hope to have with our Lord when we have our glorified bodies, spiritualized bodies, heavenly bodies, and this body that our Lord possesses already. And that's why the resurrection is so important and our faith in it so important. Because by it, our Lord truly proves that he is the Lord of the living and the dead. Christ risen from the dead, St. Paul says. Christ risen from the dead, unlike anybody else in the scriptures risen from the dead. Christ risen from the dead dies no more, and death has no more power over him. And that's why the resurrection makes a difference. That's why our faith in it is so important. And how do we share in our Lord's life? How do we share in his resurrection? It's very simple. Our Lord gave us a means of participating in it. We see it in the gospel today. The disciples, we began the gospel, the disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. In the Eucharist, when our Lord's body vanished, the disciples recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And so must we. Our Lord is still truly with us, with his glorious body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, hidden under the appearances of bread and wine. And in the Eucharist, received worthily, he gives us a participation of his life, of his eternal life, of his unending life. So let's ask today, especially in this Mass, in this Eucharist, for faith in our Lord's resurrection, faith for his presence, real presence in the Eucharist. Let's receive it worthily and share in his life here on earth. And if we persevere in worthily receiving the body of our Lord on earth, we will one day hopefully be with him in heaven, where death has no more power over him, nor will it have any more power over us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.